Hi, and thank you for calling Tri-State Decking and Flooring, a leader in new and existing decking and flooring installations since 2018. Please hold while I connect your call to a specialized customer representative.
Please hold. Thank you. Please wait while I try to connect you. Please wait while I try to connect you. You can press 1 at any time to leave a voice message.
Hello, Arthur.
Hi.
Hi, Arthur. It's Amy Nelson with Local Splash, your marketing team.
Yep.
I was calling because you clicked in the back end of your dashboard indicating you wanted more information on paid leads. Did you do that on purpose?
Oh, no. I was just looking around.
Okay. There's a good chance that that happened. That's why I called, because your account's pretty new. So sometimes when that happens, but they also, you have the ability to click if you wanted more information on Google Guarantee, which is guaranteed leads from Google, and that's my department. So my job is to call you and ensure that you have all the proper information if, in fact, you did click on there on purpose.
So how does Google Guarantee work?
Google Guarantee works. It is on a pay per lead basis. There's quite a few different things that go into this particular service. And it's really awesome because Google guarantees your work to the general public as a guaranteed provider. There's a vetting process. And then what they're doing is they're guaranteeing you qualified leads. So if you've experienced anything like thumbtack or porch or, Angie's or Home Advisor, it's nothing like that. So with those, you share leads. There's nothing exclusive about it. You have to, you know, you get handed a lead, whether it's text, email, or however they give you the lead, and then you're stuck like kind of chasing that guy down. Whether or not you actually get the job, you pay for the lead. There's no disputing process. I've heard nightmarish stories. It's nothing like that. So what this is vetted, tried and true, and you're listed on Google as a top recommended option at the very top in the Google Guarantee section. So when clients look up decking, when they look up flooring, when they look up hardwood floor, when they look up these type of services, not only do they see that the Google Guarantee section comes up and that you're showcased in that area, but they have the ability to go in and choose you directly. So when the call comes in, it comes directly to you. The client's chasing you, not you chasing them. First and foremost.
And what's the cost of that? Like, how does that?
Well, their upfront cost is $250 application fee that's non-refundable. It does go for background check for yourself and any face-to-face employees that you deem appropriate. It also goes for the entire, there's just an entire application process that takes about 4 to 8 weeks. Google conducts a very serious and thorough background check for the business and things like that, but there are a few pieces to the puzzle to see if you even qualify. So, A, do you have business license and insurance for the company?
I do.
Can you pass a background check?
Yeah, like personally?
Yes.
Yes.
How many face-to-face employees do you have?
Face-to-face as in like...
Go out and do bids? And meet with the client, or do you mainly do that?
I mainly do that.
Okay, then you'd be the only one we'd want to put on the application. Some people, they have guys that have been with them forever, or a brother, or a cousin, or a father-in-law, or somebody who, you know, they're basically, they know that they can trust, you know, and they're not going to give the company a bad name. Those are the people that we're looking at, not just like, not the workers, not the field workers.
Yeah.
So what type of licensing? Do you have like a general contractor's license, or what type of licensing do you have?
I have a home improvement.
Okay. So in your state of Connecticut, if you're a general contractor, does it require a general contractor's license, or how does it work? Do you know?
No, it requires a home improvement license.
It does for general contracting? Okay, cool. Well, then you qualify for a couple of verticals. So you're doing decking and flooring, right?
Correct.
Okay. So the $250 application fee, that is one time. It's non-refundable. If at any point in time you chose to add anybody else to the application itself, say you brought your brother on, or you decided you wanted to bring another person on, there's no additional charge to get them background checked and added to it. However, for the general contractor, which general contractor is where you're going to find home improvement, let me read you the subcategories. So it's decks, patios, home improvement, the remodels, the home additions, home building, renovations, remodels, those type of things is going to be found under the general contracting vertical. With that being said, your leads are, hold on here, your leads are $48. So those, that lead cost isn't going to go up or change. It's not going to fluctuate. The way that it works is like this. So once you say yes and we go ahead and we submit the application, then it can take a max of 4 to 8 weeks to get you completely approved. At the end of that time, then our technician is going to call you and we're going to say, okay, Arthur, we're ready to set minimum monthly budget. So Google requires a minimum monthly budget of 13 leads per month. The way it works is like this. Minimum monthly budget for your, for just this category, because the flooring category is a little bit higher, but just for this category is going to be $626.
Okay.
Now, as you know, everything here at Local Splash is done on a month-to-month basis, and there's no contract. So we're always earning your business. But this particular product through Google Guarantee is Google's requirements, not ours. So we're just following their guidelines. And the way it works is like this. Once you're Google Guarantee approved, Arthur, we go ahead and throw you up there as a Google Guarantee provider. Google is guaranteeing that you are a quality provider, up to $2,000 worth of additional insurance per client. So they're saying to the general public, hey, this guy right here, we promise you he can do what he says he's going to do, and he's going to take excellent care of you, and we have vetted him to the point that we're willing to put our money where our mouth is. And what they're guaranteeing you is qualified leads. So, A, it's lead exclusivity. You don't share the leads. You're given a specific Google call tracking phone number that is specific only to your business. So when a person calls that phone number, you're not automatically charged. You're only charged when Google considers it a qualified lead. Now, the reason that the calls are recorded is for authenticity purposes. Say you received a call on your Google call tracking phone number that was a sales or solicitation call. You automatically would not be charged. If somebody was seeking employment with your company, you would not be charged. If they were asking for a service that is not listed on your profile and you decline the job, again, you guessed it, you're not charged.
What if they call and they, like, we talk and they're not interested or something happens?
Okay, so the only two instances that is considered a qualified lead is if you set estimate over the phone, which is probably pretty rare for what you're offering, or you set appointment to see client face-to-face, to give estimate face-to-face.
Okay.
Those are the only two instances. So my suggestion to you would be, like, say, because you're going to have access, you're going to know that it's a Google Guarantee call coming in when it comes in on the caller ID. Okay, so you're going to know. And then through Local Splash, you have your dashboard, Arthur. So you can go in and you can get that client's exact phone number and you can call them back, or you can have them call you on your direct line, not the Google call tracking number. Then if there was any situation like that, like, we always suggest that you give your personal number to the client, because then you're not constantly being charged for stuff that you've already been charged for. Like, we don't, Google doesn't do that. That's why the calls are recorded. Like, even if they call from outside your service radius and they want, it's not listed on your profile and you decline that job, then you're not charged. Like, they make sure that it is actual qualified leads, and that's why I get so fired up about this product, is because I've been put on this Google Guaranteed team about 2 years ago, and I promise you, I have not had a single client cancel on profit. This is like the cure for cancer as far as leads go. Like, it is absolute top-notch. Like, I'm telling you, I would sell this to my grandmother. Like, yeah, I absolutely love it, because I have not had a single person cancel on this product because of how well it works, and you're in control of it. So once your Google Guarantee approved and we set the minimum monthly budget for the 13 leads, then say you take on those first couple of leads, right? And you love them. They're fire. You go ahead and give me all 13 in a week. You get to increase that ad infinitum. The way it sits at the base product is approximately 3 leads a week for 13 leads in the whole month. So you can increase or decrease that as you see fit. Say you take on the first 3 or 4 leads and then you're going on vacation or you're booked and you need to pause the campaign. You pause it and that budget automatically rolls over until you reactivate those leads. You're not automatically charged the $626 every month. You're only charged the $626 when that budget is exhausted.
Got it.
So you want to give it a shot? Let me show you what we can do with this.
Sure.
Okay. So first things first. Oh, you did qualify for the flooring vertical as well. Flooring vertical leads are a tiny bit more pricey. 106 a lead. Yeah, 106 a lead. Do you know if there's any specific licensing needed in your state for flooring, or is it all under that home improvement license?
All under home improvement.
Okay, so is the home improvement heavier than the flooring individually?
What do you mean?
Like, do you run heavy on deck building and on home improvement remodels, things like that, more so than the flooring?
Yeah, I mean, flooring is tough because like it really depends on what type of a job it is, and like sometimes like if customers include like the material, like you're just kind of pricing them out for the labor, so you can't really make money off of the material.
Right.
So if I can get decking leads for $48, then I'd rather do that. And then can I add a vertical later on?
Well, that's what I'm saying is it's better to get approved for all verticals up front, but yes, you can add it later and we can work it out. We're going to stand by you and help you out with that. The application fee is one time. It's only $250 and it's non-refundable. So anything outside of that that you want to add or increase, we have the ability to do that. Absolutely. Whatever it takes, we're going to do it.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if I get approved for the flooring vertical, then I can just turn it off, right?
Right, absolutely. So I do want to let you know that the flooring vertical, what that looks like for the monthly budget is $1,391. But if you're approved for both, we only take the higher budget and we pull lead. Like if you get a deck lead, then it's only the $48. If you get a flooring lead, then it's the $106. You see what I'm saying? But it's all coming out of that same budget. So if you want me to go ahead and put you in for both verticals just to be approved, be aware that on there it is going to say the $1,391. However, I will heavily notate the account that you just want to get approval on both, but you want to start with the general contractor leads.
For the decking.
Correct. That's the vertical. So decking doesn't have its very own vertical. Like I was reading to you, the services that so a vertical is a category, and then you have subcategories within that. The actual vertical category is general contractor. Subcategory is decks and patio.
Oh, okay. But I would get leads based off of the subcategory, right?
Correct. If you want it specific and only for decks and patio, that's fine. You don't have to take any of the other subcategories within there. But if you did because you have your choices here. For general contractor, let me tell you what everything is. That way you can tell me exactly what you want out of it, okay? So for general contractor, you have accessory buildings, which is going to be any outbuildings, pergolas, things like that, okay? Bathroom remodel, decks and patio, exterior finishing, foundations and concrete, commercial projects, home addition, home building, home remodel and renovation, interior finishing, kitchen remodel, roofing, and other.
Okay.
Okay. So which of those do you want?
I mean, when I get approved for the vertical, I get approved for the entire vertical, no?
Correct. And then what I would do is what's going to happen is it works like this. You say, yes, we go ahead, we process, I send you the application. You get approved for the entire vertical. Yes, sir. then I schedule a client interview with Ivan. Ivan is our Google Guarantee specialist. And what Ivan's going to do is cross T's and dot I's. So I send over notes to Ivan that say, hey, listen, a general contracting vertical, he wants foundations and concrete, decks and patios, and kitchen remodel. He's not really interested in anything else at this point. Now, that's going to go onto your profile. But you can upgrade your profile at any point in time. Like, say you want it, say in the wintertime, you turn off decks and patios because it's snowing like a baddie out there and you only want interior work. Then you can switch it up because you're already pre-approved for everything. That's why I say, like, if flooring is an option that you may want later on, instead of having to go through the process to get flooring approved, I personally would go ahead and do all verticals now and then make that adjustment.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So do you want to go for both verticals, full on both verticals with the heaviness on decks and patios, or do you want only general contractor with decks and patios?
I'll go on with both verticals, and then I'll just turn off the flooring one.
Okay, and I'm going to put that you do have heavy emphasis on decks and patios, and then as you look through these other categories, and, you know, if there's some stuff that you absolutely don't want, say you have nothing to do with commercial projects. Cool, then we don't need that. We don't need that on there because then you're not going to accidentally get called for that because it's not listed on your profile. And if you accidentally get called for it and it's not listed on your profile, that's an immediate dispute and we get that $48 back.
Okay.
Okay? So I'm going to go ahead and process the account for the $250 application fee. That's coming up right now. Give me just a moment. You will receive invoice for that. And then from there, let me see here. That's processing now. I'm going to go ahead and send a text with my direct phone number and extension line to you. I'm the lead for Google Guarantee for you. And then with this, you also, I wonder the phone number. Oh, you requested for us to stop sending you text messages.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. I don't think so, but maybe.
It says yes, but I'll get that turned back on. It'll just take me a few minutes. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to go ahead and send out an email to the support at tristatedeckingandflooring.com, and it's going to be labeled Google Guarantee Application, okay?
Okay.
And then I need to schedule client interview with Ivan. We give you 24 to 48 hours with this application depending on what you need. How long do you think you need with the application?
Probably, I don't know, by tomorrow. I should have it done. Hopefully today.
Okay. Okay, so you want just the 24 hours? You're good with that?
Yeah. How expensive is the application?
The application is very straightforward. You're uploading EIN number. You're uploading a business license document, insurance document, your social security, your driver's license, since you're the only one going on the application. And then the interview is basically just across T's and dot I's as far as like making sure you didn't have any further questions and we have all the documentation that we need for it. Okay?
Sounds good.
Yeah. So what time would you like that appointment for?
Let's do tomorrow at 1?
You got it. You're going to get Oh, wait a minute. I could do 1:30 to 2:30.
Okay.
It won't take that long. It won't take that long, but we have to block off hour intervals just in case. Like, some people obviously have a ton of questions, you know, but I think you're pretty on top of it. So you're going to get an email notification that's going to say GG for Google Guarantee, CI for client interview, EN because you speak English. And that is going to be a placeholder. You will get a text and an email push right before about an hour before the appointment. In the event that you are unable to keep that appointment, please just call or text me right back so I can reschedule you ASAP, okay?
Okay.
All right, you're good to go, and I'm going to get your text messages turned back on and see what's going on, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. You have a blessed day. Thank you for your time.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks a lot.